A spirit of love will always be around us, even when darkness falls, it's flowing everywhere. So when the trouble comes, we will be alright, 'cause for each other we will always be there.
In the rough season, baby, you and me. In the rough season, we succeed.
And now, The Rough Season, a 10-part series. Today, Episode 5, The Storm After the Storm. Featuring Omal Gordon as Esme, Brendan Lakai as Jerry, Althea Octave as Delthea, Marvin George as Miguel, Camille Quamina as Joanne, and Felka White as Miss Alexander.
And now the ATM News. Floods, landslides, and widespread destruction in the wake of the first hurricane to hit the island in over 25 years. Emergency services are now responding to the numerous calls for help in low-lying areas and also in hilly areas.
Yes?
Where are you?
I'm outside.
Outside? Where are you, Jerry?
Here, behind the house.
Jerry, what you doing outside in this drizzle? You self tell me not to go outside after a hurricane?
Yeah, I know. Well, I was just looking at the damage the mudslide caused last night.
It bad?
Now in the daylight, you really see the damage, you know. It's worse than I thought. You coming?
I don't want to get wet. Bring the umbrella.
Meet me at the bottom of the steps.
Okay. These steps in a state. And look at this yard. It will take me an entire day to clean.
Wait till you see the back. Look, watch your step, huh?
Look at this. It's terrible. And imagine we didn't even get the full blast of the hurricane.
It's a good thing. The rain was enough to cause all this damage to the house. Look.
Jerry, like the whole hill end up in our yard.
Looking so, huh? It's a moving earth that uprooted the mango tree and made it crash into the house. It's going to cost us plenty to fix the roof and that damaged part of the house. Oh, the insurance covers this?
I don't know. I hope so.
Better.
Jerry, I was so frightened last night when this happened. Thank God Keisha only get cuts and bruises.
Yeah. Look, I did every precaution before the hurricane, but I forgot about the tree. I should have cut it down, you know. It was too close to the house.
Don't blame yourself, Jerry.
Look, I read about it. They said that you should not have any tall trees close to the house because with a lot of water in the soil, it's possible for them to get uprooted, huh? Look, I do everything else and I forget
Stop
about it.
Stop it, Jerry. The hurricane's gone. And everyone's fine. You did your best.
But Delta, the tree almost killed our daughter, man. Is it how awkward? And all I could have done was just look on and Esme treated her cuts.
So?
It's not right.
What's not right?
It's not right for a man to see his child, you know, injured. He can't do nothing for her. Because that's not right, Delta.
But Jerry, you did a lot last night. If you wasn't there, who was going to get Keisha out from under all that rubble? Hmm? Is you that brave the open air to get her?
Yeah, but Delta, you know you're...
No, Jerry.
Look, I just want...
Don't put yourself down like that. A lot more things could have happened to us, but you made this family think more seriously about the dangers of the hurricane. We did all that we knew to protect ourselves, and you should be proud of that. I'm proud of you.
Really?
Really.
Thanks. I'm worried about Mom too, you know.
You ain't heard nothing from the neighbor yet? The one who carried her to the shelter?
No, I'm not getting through when I call. You know, all I get in is a busy tone.
Don't worry, she all right.
I'm sure, but I just need to know, you know.
Come on, let's go back upstairs. We have a lot of cleaning to do.
All right.
Wait, is there all it is? I was wondering if the hurricane blew all the way.
We were just looking at a mess in the yard and the damage to the house.
Oh, yes. It bad?
Real bad.
I hope my house okay. Jerry, Delta, thanks for letting me stay here last night, eh?
It's all right.
I know if I was home by myself, I would have been frightened to death. I'll go see all you.
Where are you going?
Home.
You can't go yet.
Why?
Because it's not safe.
Who said not safe? The hurricane gone.
Look, although the hurricane passed, you have to wait until the authorities give the all clear.
Why? Italo breeze blowing again? What I have to fret?
It's not safe, Esme.
Yes.
It could have live electricity wires on the ground looking harmless, but they could electrocute you.
True.
Yes, or even a tree weakened during the hurricane that could fall now, you know, while you're passing.
Or anything.
I didn't think about that, nah?
Stay a little longer. It's safer.
Yeah.
I want to go home, though. But if staying here for now making more sense,
mm-hmm.
I'll go stay.
Good. Feeling for breakfast?
Yes, thanks.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Good. I'll make something up quick.
How's your daughter?
In my bed, sleeping like a baby.
She's a brave girl, you know.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Let me get breakfast going.
Alright.
Okay. So, Jerry, what's the latest on the hurricane?
It's heading up the Caribbean now, and it's getting stronger. It's now a Category 3 hurricane.
I hope it misses them other islands, yes?
Yes, I hope so too, you know. It was a Category 2 hurricane when it passed here, and I heard over the radio that a lot of damage happening in the east of the island.
Really? That's where my family live, you know? I'm so worried, and I have no way of finding out about them right now. The phone line's dead.
But the cell phone's working.
They don't have no cell phones. I have to wait until the phones are back up, and God knows when that will be.
I know how you feel. Look, I am trying to get information on my mother in Silver Tongue, but I can't get hold of my mother's neighbor who carried her to the shelter.
You think that after a hurricane, your horror's over, eh? But having no current and you're not getting through with anybody on the phone is very frustrating.
Jerry! Jerry! Who's that calling?
It's someone like Miguel.
What is he walking in the road now? That man who has a death wish? Miguel! What you doing outside, boy? You's a madman or what?
I come to see how you make out. I hear the hill come down in your backyard.
Boy, come inside now from the drizzle before you get sick.
I come in.
Miguel, boy, where you going?
I'm just going to see the back a little bit.
Miguel!
Wait! Look at behind there. The whole back cover up.
Miguel, come inside.
It'll take you a week to move out all that mud.
Boy, I know.
So how you make out last night, boy? I could see it was bad.
Well, you don't know now, boy. It was something else. You see the roof?
No, I didn't go right in the back.
Well, all that earth pushed down the mango tree and it fall on top of the roof over Keisha's bedroom.
God, she okay?
She got a little cut, but everything all right now. She's good.
Mr. Miguel, what you doing walking on the street so soon after a hurricane? You don't know you have to wait until they get the all clear from the authorities before you go outside?
I walked 2 blocks and nothing happened to me.
But when you're walking back, you never know what could happen.
Yeah. Anyway, Jerry, I find your house hold up good, though.
Well, except for what happened in the back, it brings the hurricane good, man.
Yeah, nah, boy. One of my neighbor's house ballhead now, you know.
Ballhead?
You see, the breeze rip off the roof off the house like a kite.
When you see that, they didn't build the house to the proper building codes, you know. I'm sure they didn't even have any steel in the walls that tie onto the roof beams.
I don't know about all that, nah. All I know is that when I was coming across here, I see some houses standing up like nothing happened last night, and others get good beat up. You see how you have all the mud slamming your house and it's still standing? I see a house with water flowing all around it, and it didn't look as though it's getting any damage.
It's the foundation, you know. Once you have good foundation and good drainage, you're good to go.
What about my house? You pass by it? It's in one piece?
I don't know. I didn't pass on your street.
When you're going back, you could check on it for me and call here and let me know.
You're not going home.
I'm not going to walk out there now and get injured.
Oh, so I must do it.
Me until you walk out the road. And since you're doing it, you might as well pass by my house and see how it is.
Well, I tell you. Ay, 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 ay.
Excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Smart?
Yes!
This is Miss Alexander.
Miss Alexander, I was trying so long to get you.
Yes, the lines are a bit tired, man.
Yeah, how's my mother?
Well, she not too good right now, you know.
What happened?
Well, when we're at the shelter, we hear so here have a big mudslide and some house get washed away.
Her house got swept away?
I don't know, you know. I don't know if her house are one of them, but the news real rock her.
All right, she's there?
Yes, she's right here.
Okay, let me talk to her.
Jerry. Jerry, my house gone. All my memories gone.
All right, Ma, all right. Calm down.
No, I have nothing. The house was my whole life.
Ma, all right, Ma, all right.
What are we going to do?
Ma, listen to me. Look, as soon as it's okay, I'm coming to see you, all right? Ma?
Jerry, son, Jerry. Remember how the fire almost burned down my house last year?
Yes, yes.
Remember somebody went on the land higher up from me and burned down the trees and cleared the land to plant a garden?
Yes.
And I told that man that if he did that, he was putting me in danger. Oh, because without the trees, it doesn't have anything to hold the earth together when the rain comes.
Yes,
he ain't take me on. He just said, them trees ain't bringing me no money, you know, ma'am. Now look what happened.
Okay, ma, I'm coming to see you, all right?
Ooh, what a good do, what a good do.
Ma, don't cry, ma, all right?
Hello, Mr. Smart.
Yes, Miss Alexander.
Well, you're here for yourself, but we're not sure.
Yes, I understand.
They say by tomorrow it should be safe for us to go back home.
Okay, then. Well, I'll pass by the shelter tomorrow for her, all right? Bye.
What happened?
Some houses got washed away in the landslide where my mother lives. She thinks her house was destroyed, you know, and she's crying now.
Oh, gosh, that's so sad.
It's making me sad.
Yeah, I hope everything all right.
Oh, wait. Big girl, and you just plant garden in Silver Tongue?
Yes, I went up last year. I cleared out some trees and started planting the land.
And is the land above the river?
Yes, and?
It's you.
Me what?
It's you, Miguel. You rotten dog.
What, Jesso?
You have my mother crying, boy.
What, crying? Me? What are you talking about?
It had a big mudslide in Silver Tongue, where my mother living. Yeah? All the land washed down because somebody cleared away all the vegetation on the hill. You!
Me? All you could say is me, Jerry.
Don't Jerry me. Last year you almost burned down her house. Now this?
Jerry, what going on?
Things bad here, girl.
Don't blame me for nothing me and do.
No, it's you cause it. Look, my mother talked like the man who light the fire last year. And she just talked like how you just talk and she never meet you.
But what the jail is this? You never hear about coincidence or what?
This is too much coincidence.
What you making a fuss with me for? You should fuss with your mother for building your house there.
What? Man, you tell me, hey! Look, Miguel, get out my house before you cause me to make a jail here.
Jerry!
You can't look.
Get out my house!
Ladies, good morning.
And Miguel, if I go by tomorrow and I see my mother's house destroyed because of you, you better find somewhere else to live, eh? Because it could be me and you, you understand?
Jerry!
Deltia, I don't want to hear nothing, right? I go inside!
Oh boy, like the storm and over.
It's the hurricane season. Do you know that hurricanes are a natural phenomenon? But disasters are a man-made occurrence. Stripping the land of vegetation and polluting our waterways are responsible for the many problems we face after heavy showers.
Trouble will try always to separate us. Maybe but you and I, we will overcome. Once we stand side by side with love as our guide. In the face of all, we will triumph as one.
The Rough Season is written by Eric Barry and produced by Arts in Action, Center for Creative and Festival Arts, University of the West Indies, for the Pan American Health Organization, the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and the Association of Caribbean States.